It's time for It's the Law on World Radio Switzerland. Stephanie Fuld of BCCC Attorneys at Law is with us as usual. Hello there.
Hello, Susan.
And today we're going to be looking at transparency and data protection. Where do we stand in Switzerland when it comes to access to official documents and data protection legislation?
Well, Susan, in the past, our societies were dominated by the culture of secrecy and the reign of non-transparency. Nowadays, it's becoming more open, while at the same time, the authority want to give information, at the same time, they want to protect personality and private life. So the principle is now access to information and official documentation, and in the same time, protection of data protection, and that are actually fundamentals of a democratic society.
What's the law when it comes to these fundamentals?
We actually do have a law, which is the Law on Transparency in Civil Services. Until 2006, the secrecy rule predominated and access to information was the exception. Now, civil services have to justify the non-communication of a document should they refuse a document. So the objective of this law is to actually promote and guarantee transparency for the public, contribute to informing the public, and guarantee access to civil and official documentation. So there's a sort of right of inspection of the public, and it involves the public in all these affairs of the authorities.
So laid out in the law now, as in contrast to before, you can actually go and exercise your right to access official information, and it's the onus is on them to justify not giving it to you.
Exactly. You have a right to get the information. You have a right to have a look at what the authorities are doing, what the public's tasks are. So you can approach the federal authorities and ask for an access and official documentation without any condition. You just have to say, I am interested, and you will have access to this information.
What about limitations on that right?
Of course, there are some limitations. They can, of course, and the authorities are allowed to say there's a predominant public or private interest which opposes to this openness. So, of course, if these documents are relevant to, for example, internal, external Swiss security or compromise Swiss interests in terms of foreign policy, Switzerland's economic or monetary policies, then they have a duty to protect these interests. It's also the case if it's a private interest which has to be jeopardized by this information.
Okay, so how does this changed right to access official documents sit alongside data protection rules?
Well, actually, the authorities have to do a very strict balance between what they have to give as information and what they have to protect. And data protection is one of the things they have to protect. So if you have a request for any official information which contains this personal information, then they will have to first of all try to see which interest overrides the other one, transparency versus data protection.
Let's go to basics now. If I want to access information, how do I go about it?
Well, you have to just actually write to the authority, ask for the information. Now, if they see, for example, that there's a private name in this information, they will have to go and ask the concerned person if you are entitled to have the access to the information. And then they can either refuse or restrict the access, taking the names out of the person in trust.
Making it anonymous.
Making it anonymous, exactly. And then, if it is anonymous, maybe authorize the access in that case. If there should be a litigation about the access, well, then you can ask, actually, a mediation procedure to come in. And it is, actually, the Federal Data and Information Commissioner who is in charge of this type of mediation. He is the authority who can say, yes, it can be seen, or no, it cannot be seen, because the private interest is overriding the public interest.
What about a time limit on that? How long does it take to have him make a decision?
It goes quite fast, actually. The first decision is 20 days after the request, and then he has 30 days, actually, to give his position to the authority.
What if the commissioner's recommendation is no? Do you have any sort of an avenue of recourse, any right to appeal or anything like that?
Well, if mediation fails and the federal commissioner issues a recommendation to the authority to which you do not agree, it is still possible, actually, to seize the federal court and to do an appeal against this decision. That, of course, is time-consuming and money-consuming.
Time and money, of course. You want to limit the expenditure of both of those. That's It's the Law this time out. Our thanks to Stephanie Fuld. She is a lawyer at BCCC Attorneys at Law in Geneva.
Thank you, Susan.
It's the Law with BritishSchoolGeneva.ch. Education in English for 5 to 19-year-olds.